Okay, good morning, folks. Welcome to yet another episode of the Exposure Weekly podcast. My name is Daniel Oga. Welcome to the 5th day of March. And once again, I would like to say Happy New Month to all our listeners. God bless you for tuning in today. And what is our topic for today? Our topic for today is what you don't know about sex. And we have been about the same topic since last week, and we spoke about quite a few things on sex and what you don't know about sex. And one of them is that sex is not love. As many people go as far as defining love by the amount of sex or by sex itself. So I claim to love a girl, and until she gives me sex, I do not believe that she loves me in return. So, and the other point we pointed last week was sex is addictive. Sex is addictive. Many people do not believe in that concept, but it is a proven fact, both biblically and scientifically. So for today's episode, we have about two more points to conclude this topic of what you don't know about sex. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Thank you for staying tuned. Still on the topic of what you don't know about sex, part two. So what we have for you, the first on our list here says that sex is a connector. Yeah, sex is a connector. Sex is a medium through which souls are connected. And this is what we know as soul ties. Many people do not believe in the concept of soul ties. That's why they indulge in premarital sexual activities with so many partners, and that is wrong. Man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in a body. So what you should understand is that sex is not just physical. Sex is also emotional. Sex is also spiritual. So as your body is connected with a person during sex, so is your soul and so is your spirit. So let me give you biblical proofs. You know, I remember in the part one when I said that all the points that will be given in this topic will be both scientifically proven or scientifically based, and also based on scripture. So let's turn quickly to the book of Genesis chapter 34 and verse 2-3. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her, and his soul cleaved unto Dinah. And his soul cleaved unto Dinah. This was because of the activity of sex. It has the ability to cleave somebody, cleave souls together. And also in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 16, it says, "What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, so it saith he, shall become one flesh." So let me give you a typical example of what I really mean by soul ties. Many people really do not see this as soul ties, but that is what it is. Exactly, that is what it is. A lady is in an abusive relationship with someone, and this guy beats her every day. This guy abuses her, sexually molests her, but she ends up coming back to that relationship. You know, in our previous episode, I spoke about bonding, and this is what sex does to you. It bonds souls together. So the major reason why this lady will cry and leave the guy's house and then come back again to apologize to the person that was abusing her, molesting her in the relationship, is because there have been a soul tie that she needs to break to be free from that relationship. So what are the dangers of soul ties? One of them is sharing causes. Many people believe that it's just, it's a normal thing, just get a lady, have a one night stand, sleep with anybody you want to. But it's not just normal. Like I mentioned earlier, sex is both spiritual, both physical, and it has the ability to connect to even emotionally. So what you do when you have sex with multiple persons is that you begin to share in traits such as causes. There's a potency to share causes between these persons that you're having sex with. So imagine a guy having sex with so many ladies. It means that you have collected things from these different ladies. Character traits, causes, DNA. This is the major reason why you see some persons give birth to children that do not behave like them, that do not behave to like their wife. This is because of their past sexual experiences. So sex is not free. Sex is not free, and sex is not a proof of love. Like I said last week, sex is not a proof of love. If sex is a proof of love, then all the harlots in town will be lovers. So these things are dangerous. You see a guy going out to sleep with many ladies, 20 ladies in 1 month, and he feels he's enjoying himself. But that is wrong. You are sharing things, you are sharing traits, you are sharing causes, you are sharing problems, you are sharing virtues with that person. Okay, let me give you an analogy about this sex connection. If a virgin sleeps with a guy who has slept with another 20 people, it means that she also has slept with these 20 persons. This is because of the connection. Because of the traits that this one person have collected from these 20 persons, and you go ahead to sleep with this person, and it is more as if you have slept with 20 more persons. So it means she has also slept with these 20 persons. And imagine if these 20 persons have slept with other 5 persons each, it means she has slept with 100 persons, and so on and counting. This is how the sex connection works. So sex is not free. Sex is not free. Change that mindset that makes you feel like you're enjoying life when you're sleeping with so many ladies. You are actually collecting things from these ladies. You're actually collecting DNA. You're collecting character traits. You're collecting causes. You're collecting virtues. You are being tied to these ladies spiritually, in your soul, emotionally. It's the single reason why when some persons have indulged in so many sexual activities with different partners, they find it very hard to focus in their own relationship. And that is wrong. That is totally wrong. Please do not go anywhere. We'll see the second point when we come back. Welcome back. We've been about the topic of what you don't know about sex, and last week we saw the part one where we saw that sex is not love. We saw also that sex is addictive. Sex can be addictive. And for today's episode, we saw that sex is a connector, and we gave different means whereby one gets connected by means of sex. So, and finally on our list, what we have here is not everyone is doing it. So the 21st century has given us an ideology that every youth should indulge in premarital sex. And when a youth or a teenager does not indulge in premarital sex, he or she is being seen as a Jew, or the person is being seen as unenlightened. But it's wrong. It's a mindset that the devil has propagated. One of the ways the devil propagates his ideologies is that he begins to make truth sound wrong, and begins to make those things that are wrong to become a norm. So when things that are wrong become a norm in a society, then you know that really the devil is at work in that society. So many people have the opinion that every young person indulges in premarital sex, but I'm telling you that not everyone indulges in it. Not everyone. There are still some young persons that are celibate. There are still some young persons that are pure. They are still virgins. So if you look around you and it feels like, oh, am I the only one that has not indulged in sexual activities? The answer is no, you are not the only one. Not everyone is doing it. Some persons are still celibate. And let me point something clear. Celibacy starts from the mind. It starts from the mind. Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 to 28, he says, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I said unto you that everyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So celibacy is of the mind. It doesn't mean that, well, okay, I don't indulge in premarital sex, it means that I'm celibate. No. As long as you have sexual thoughts, you are not celibate. You're not even a virgin. So many people describe virginity as when the act of penetration has not occurred, but you can be a virgin and still be guilty of premarital sex, because celibacy starts from the mind. So this is an assurance coming from me to you that not everyone is doing it. So if you are under a lot of peer pressure and it seems like, okay, I'm the only one left in this cycle, everyone is supposed to be doing this, and I'm just here, I'm not enjoying myself. It's not even a means to enjoy yourself. That is not the definition of enjoyment. So when lies are being propagated and painted to look like truth, you need to be discerning, and your backup should always be God's word. So not everyone is doing it. Not everyone is indulging in premarital sex. So with this, I think we've come to the end of today's podcast. We've been on the topic of what you don't know about sex. We took the part one last week, and this is the part two. The part one, we saw that sex is not love. Love is not sex. And we also saw that sex can be addictive. Now in the part two, we saw that sex is a connector. We saw the concept of soul ties. We saw how many persons are being bonded by means of sexual activities. And finally, we saw that not everyone is doing it. Thank you once again for listening to today's episode of the Exposure Weekly Podcast. My name is Danny Oga. For more information, you can visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/The Exposure Podcast. Don't forget to drop your comments. You can also call the numbers 0701-615-4878, 0907742-2050. And please do not forget to subscribe from wherever you are listening from. My name is Danny Oga, and this is the Exposure Weekly Podcast. Have a nice day.